This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're back on The Pulse with Ali Johan and Othniel Ting. We just heard a new track by SZA, Good Days. That's a new single before the turn of the year.
Yep, and if you recognize the backing vocals, it's provided by Jacob Collier.
Wow, none other than. We're going to jump into our second story for the night, the Forbes' 10 music business predictions for this year.
That's right. We've just started the new year, but so far it's been anything but predictable. In fact, some are already calling it 2020 2.0. The pandemic really changed the course of a lot of industries, and the music world is definitely no different at all. Last year, the industry was scrambling to change how they operated for years, and we've seen lots of tour postponements, virtual shows, a lot of new things that will probably be the new industry standard in time to come. And because of that, Forbes recently put out an article called The 10 Music Business Predictions for 2021, and we thought it might be a good thing to go through that list together to see what predictions might come true this year. So let's go through all 10 one by one, starting off with the first one on their list: music venues adapting to the new world. Now, despite efforts to keep live venues alive, like turning the venue space to a recording studio or selling other things like merch, t-shirts and whatnot to keep the venue alive, it seems like it's going to get worse before it gets better. But with that being said, Forbes predicts that this vacuum will be immediately filled with other live music venue hopefuls, although this might only happen in 2022. So, not surprising, seems like it's going to be another tough year for live music venues.
Yep, and another prediction that's to come this year is the allure of TikTok declining. And as we know, you know, the short video app has launched many careers and made some indie musicians into viral stars during the start of the pandemic last year. But how long can they sustain this lead? Competitors are quick to copy. And last August, Instagram already rolled out their TikTok copy called Instagram Reels in selected countries. But Forbes are predicting that their user demographic of 13 to 24 years old will be a fickle bunch and will likely move on to greener pastures this year.
On to the third prediction by Forbes. It's still on TikTok, the famous TikTok lawsuit. As we are approaching the final chapters of the President Trump arc, Forbes predicts that the Biden administration will set their sights on bigger fish to fry, as there are plenty of other things for the Justice Department to concentrate on, rather than a potential threat that was never actually proven in the start. This whole TikTok lawsuit and trying to ban TikTok from the States has been in the news a lot last year, but I guess it's staying after all. So good news for all the American musicians waiting to be viral on the app.
Yep, and also another thing that's predicted to come in 2021 this year is Facebook. And I think Facebook is just about to get bigger, and that's not surprising because Facebook will just continually grow in influence with their control over you know, these apps like Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp. And state and federal government agencies want to break up Facebook into its separate parts, as mentioned earlier, brands, Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, to suppress their scarily huge influence on the public and also its users. But that seems unlikely to happen until next year at least. And it seems like Facebook and Instagram will still play a huge role in communicating with your fans for the time being. We can't see anything replacing it in terms of fan interaction and real-time fan interaction at that for the time being.
Yep. And another big prediction is podcasting declining. Oh, didn't expect that one.
Yeah.
But according to them, podcasting has been on a rise, and everybody with a USB microphone and stable internet connection can actually host their own show. The rise in popularity of podcasting is, of course, attributed to all the extra time that people had on their hands during the lockdown. According to Forbes, podcasting is actually really hard work, and only the top 1% will eventually make it, like Joe Rogan, causing podcasting hopefuls to give up this year. They actually said that.
Wow. I mean, top 1%ers always eventually make it, right, in anything. Another one of predictions that we read are the Grammys. And we hear that they're possibly parting ways with CBS, the broadcasters. They have been broadcasted on CBS since 1973. And I think one of the longest broadcast partnerships in TV history. But with the latest 10-year deal coming to an end this year, people are questioning whether CBS might do the unthinkable and decide not to renew their contract with the famous awards show. The once respected show has also seen a slow death where they've lost their reputation and credibility, coming off as being insensitive to the music scene, not understanding genres properly, and also the lack of diversity in nominations, and a lot more issues that they have come to, especially in the year 2020. And at least according to Forbes, they're predicting that this partnership between Grammys and the CBS could end this year.
Yeah, the viewership just seems to be dropping non-stop, right?
Yeah.
We've reported on a few shows in the past. And on to number 7, changes in songwriting trends. If you've checked out the credits for some of your favourite pop songs on the charts, it's really not a surprise to see more than 10 writers credited for just one song, right? Imagine 10 songwriters all working on that same single. And that's just the norm for big labels where they get the best of the best on board for a higher chance of success. It's a very competitive industry. Well, this year, Forbes is predicting that there will be less collaborations between multiple songwriters happening due to the pandemic, and we'll be seeing a return of the more traditional one or two writers behind each track, which we have been kind of seeing already.
Yeah. Also, something that's slated to be huge this year is the improvements for live streaming. As we know, I think the pandemic derailed live shows and many music shows have had to pivot into a virtual show. And it's only the only way is up, I think, for in terms of live streaming quality. The first few months of the pandemic, we could see that many of them were still in trial mode. But in 2021, a lot more resources will be poured in to elevate the viewing experience. So with that being said, actually, no one has cracked the code yet to make it a true contender to the live music experience, you know, an all-encompassing, immersive kind of concert online. As of now, it's still a means to an end to enjoy live music, but most artists barely break even from virtual shows, unless you're BTS.
You know, what I really want to see is a VR concert experience.
Wow.
Which actually hasn't happened yet.
Yeah,
you know?
Imagine, I'd love to be
wearing the VR hat. And being on the same stage with Metallica. Number 9, something we've touched on a lot, the sales of vinyl continuing to rise. Vinyl won't be slowing down anytime soon as the hunger and consumption for wax rises steadily. There's also the development of this brand new thing called the HD vinyl, which uses a laser to cut into ceramic discs. And this new process is said to make the entire production process of vinyl cheaper and faster. I also read that it might be a bit more environmentally friendly as well. We've been hearing news about the brand new HD vinyl since 2018. So who knows when it'll be ready for public consumption. But when it does, it'll probably add more fuel to the inevitable rise of vinyl.
Okay, and the last of Forbes magazine's music predictions for this year touches on music instrument centres and physical music stores changing it up a little bit. I think as we have seen through the pandemic, many businesses had to pivot. We were all kind of shocked at the news about one of America's biggest and most famous music stores, Guitar Center, filing for bankruptcy. And that just seems to be the kind of fate that has befallen many music stores and music institutions due to the pandemic. Of course, that didn't happen after the company restructured their loans with lighter debt, with all the stores keeping all the stores intact. This will definitely change how physical stores are run. You know, as of now, the company has much smaller inventories, less staffers. And I think as we progress in the year, Forbes are predicting the necessary reinvention of traditional music stores if they want to have a fighting chance against same-day or next-day delivery services from online music stores.
Yeah, it's very important to pivot in times like these, right? Mm-hmm. Yep, and those were the 10 music business predictions for 2021 by Forbes. You can let us know what are some of your personal predictions for the music industry this year. You can let us know at BFM Radio on Twitter or on Instagram. Or WhatsApp us 018789899. Ali, what's your music prediction this year?
I think looking at the local context, I feel like the virtual shows will be a bigger norm for many bands this time around. I mean, we're still not going to have any live shows anytime soon. So moving it to online, having better ticketing system, and again, like I mentioned before, an immersive type of concert might be on the cards. It's a matter of time when we finally make the jump.
Mm-mm. For me, I feel the one where Forbes said that the trend of podcasting will be declining, I think maybe it's not so relevant for the Malaysian podcasting scene, because I can't name that many podcasters out there. So maybe we're a few years late to podcasting.
But we're actually kind of like just getting started.
Yeah. But yeah, you can let us know what you think are your predictions for the music industry this year. Okay, after a short break, we'll be heading into our By The Way Quickfire News segment. There's also a David Bowie song right after the break, so keep it locked right here on The Pulse with me, Off New Thing, and Ali Joe, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.